What kind of man was Elijah? Well, he had a nature like ours. Elijah experienced things of life just like we do. He did exactly what God told him to do. He went by the brook Cherith. But although he obeyed God, it did not exclude him from having trials in his life. There came a time when the brook dried up, and maybe right now in your Christian experience, your brook has dried up and you wonder what to do. You stay put.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It is so good to be with you here today on Truth and Fact, and I want to thank you for joining us. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to the Word of God, and we just enjoy being with you. We are in 1 Kings chapter 17, and I'll read from the 6th verse. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, bread and meat in the evening, and they drank from the brook, and it happened after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. I want to talk about when your brook dries up. That's right. You can be in the will of God, and yet your brook can dry up. As a Christian, there are going to be dry times in your walk with the Lord. The question is, what do you do in those dry times? The Lord is God of the mountains. He's God of the valleys. There's going to be dry times in your Christian experience. Elijah went through a dry time in his life. He was a great prophet of God, courageous, bold. He was a man with a nature like ours. But what's important is what we do in that dry time. It's during these times that God is doing something. He is developing us as a Christian. He's dealing with our character. Most of us want to run when things get dry. Most of us complain when things are dry. But what's important is that when we're going through a dry time is that we remain in the will of God. As long as you're in God's will, you're going to be okay. I didn't say be easy, but you're going to be okay. Perhaps your brook has dried up and you wonder why. You wonder where God is. You wonder what's going on. Perhaps this devotional might help you. Maybe God wants to speak to your heart about your brook that's dried up. Well, many of us know the story about Elijah. Elijah was a great man of God. His name means this: the Lord is my God. Oh, I like that. His very name makes a statement. The Lord is my God. There is no other God. You see, Elijah was living in a time when Israel was in a state of apostasy. They had rejected the true living God for a false God by the name of Baal. Perhaps our names don't make a statement today, but our lives can make a statement. Folks, we're living in a time when America is in apostasy, but our lives can still make a statement. You see, our lives express what we believe. You might be the only Bible that most people will ever read. Therefore, let your life make a statement. What kind of statement should that be? Well, we serve a living God. There is no other. We serve a God who answers prayer. We serve a God that with him nothing is impossible. We're not bowing down to Baal. We're not bowing down to a worldly system. We're not bowing down to compromise. We're not bowing down to mediocrity. Our lives can make a statement. You see, Elijah was one who would serve God even though the nation of Israel had apostatized. Elijah's mission was to awaken Israel to their apostasy and call them back to complete loyalty to God. You know, we need Elijahs today who will call a nation and a church back to loyalty to God. That's right, my friend. We need young people that'll rise up and speak what thus saith the Lord. My daughter is 18 years old, and my friend, God is speaking to her, and God is showing her many things, and she is boldly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I cannot be more proud of her, and I thank God for his hand and his touch upon her life. May we have more like Elijah, full of God, full of his spirit, full of the Holy Ghost, and full of courage, that is not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, but will proclaim it with their lives. What about your life? Are you proclaiming the true word of God? Does your life line up with the Bible? I pray that when people see you, that they see the true and right and proper interpretation.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.